schools. I opposed this last time. I know they've changed the covenants and restrictions, and I'm still opposed to having nightly rentals in a residential area. There, the 200-plus condo project that you're talking about, that's gone away. That's now a residential development with 40 homes that has no access to this property at all. The Majestic's there, my opinion is I'm reluctant to see this neighborhood turn nightly rental. That's my opinion.
I'm completely the same way. There's very few left. It's the CCNRs. It's residential. I question the validity of that.
I had my lawyer review it. It's legal.
Has it been filed?
Yes, it's been filed. It's been recorded.
Anyone else have any comments, thoughts?
I think the challenge here, though, is if you have a majority for that subdivision with that intention, I mean, that's kind of the direction.
Yeah, I just would question the two-thirds majority. It has to be of all owners, not to attend to me.
And I've got that in your packet. If you look at section 6.3, it says 5 years after the recording of this declaration, it may be amended in whole or part by duly recording an instrument executed and acknowledged by not less than a two-thirds majority of the owners of lots, and two-thirds of the lot owners have approved updating the covenants and restrictions to allow nightly rentals.
Is each lot considered one owner?
Yes.
Is there an individual that owns more than one lot?
Yes.
How many does he own?
One guy owns, I think, 13.
Okay, so 13 of the 15 were from the one guy?
I believe so.
And then you and one other person.
And another person.
Yeah.
So there's three people. But it's majority.
So three people.
And the subdivision is now for nightly rentals.
My opinion still is I'm reluctant to see this neighborhood become nightly rental. That's my opinion.
I think there's other nightly rental subdivisions as well, like on Yogi Bear. There's a whole subdivision there that's for nightly rentals, and that was what we were going after. You know, it's worked really well for them and successful for them, and that's the same concept that we wanted to apply there.
Any additional thoughts, comments, questions?
The gentleman owns 15 lots? Which
13.
Lots? Or 13 lots?
I think it's 13. Yeah.
And I'm still, if you have to be on 13 lots, you have 13 lots.
Right.
You have to be majority.
He actually owns 11 lots.
Not
so one owner owns 11. I own this one.
Correct.
My neighbor, of course, owns this one. Mr. Brooks owns this one.
Of course, you still have to just decide where the
commission is. And then this is a California person that decision. I've tried calling them. I've tried contacting them. I just can't hold them.
Okay. Did you have one last comment?
One last comment. The people from Wisconsin are on the phone now. And after the first, they were never invited to vote.
Thank you.
Okay. I think the letter was sent, right, Ron? Scott?
Again, I've shared my opinion that I'm uncomfortable with nightly rentals. This is a twist. I will open it up just if someone wants to.
I'll make a motion to deny the appeal for 166 King's Way.
Is there a second? Do we have a motion to approve? So we can't get a motion to approve. We can't get a second on a deny. Scott, what do we do in a case like this?
It'd just be a no decision. I mean, I would like to see one or the other.
Is there any way to get more clarity on the validity of this?
Sure. Yeah, I can. Scott, do you have the covenants and restrictions copy that I sent over? I can show you the section that says exactly what we need.
I don't have one that's recorded. I just have to see the recorded one. If you got one that has a little recording deal on the top.
I emailed it over. I sent it in an email.
But I didn't have the recording deal on the top.
Should have that on. Yeah, it's got it on there.
Scott, can we postpone this decision? I'd like to get clarity from the county attorney as to what ramifications that document have, if any?
Sure.
Can we do that?
Yep, you sure can. You can make a motion to postpone to your next meeting.
We have a motion to postpone the decision for 1 month while we have the county attorney review the document and let us know the ramifications or implications of that.
I would like to make a motion to postpone this so we can review. I just lost it. So we can review this with our county attorney.
Do we have a second for that motion?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Howard is opposed. So there's no decision tonight. We're going to get additional information.
Okay, I appreciate that. I want you guys to be well informed.
Okay. Will there be a second public hearing at that time, Scott? For these gentlemen?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, we'll post it. And
I apologize that we couldn't give you a decision tonight, but we
it'd be the same posting as the public hearing.
Okay, we want to look this over and make sure that we're making an accurate decision.
Yeah, it'll.
Okay. All right, thank you.
It'll have the same mailings and same posting and put in the newspaper.
Case number 18-01A for Thomas and Susan Unger.
Okay, my name's Thomas.
Give us just a minute. He's going to pull it up. We'll take a look at it.
Can bring it up.
Case number 18-01A. Applicants Thomas and Susan Unger are appealing the approval of special use permit 17-030 for Rob Shook at 1345 Oakwood Drive, Hollister, Missouri. The permit was approved on October 16th, 2017. The Planning Commission regular meeting with a motion to approve the permit, passing with a vote of 4-2 of the 7 Planning Commission members present. The basis for the appeal are the following 12 reasons. One is no required concept hearing. Two is holding the concept and public hearing the same meeting day. Three, no separate application made for public hearing. Four would be public hearing held October 16th, 2017 without adequate notice given. Five, a second public hearing was held on October 16th, 2017. Six, no notice given for October 16th, 2017 public hearing. Seven, incomplete application. Eight, buffering modifications made to buffer by the Planning Commission. Nine is off-street parking. 10 is lack of compliance letter from Western Taney Fire District. 11 is failed to recognize Appendix E, Section 2. And then 12 is errors cannot be cured other than reversing the decision of the Taney County Planning Commission. This was the public hearing that was held October 10th. This is the property right here in question. It's pretty small, highlighted there. We'll zoom into it. This is Graham Clark Road. The property in question is highlighted there. This was the concept portion of the application that was presented to the Planning Commission. Then I asked the Planning Commission if they wanted to move forward to public hearing, and they did, and this was the public hearing section. The lots are lot 11 and 12, approximately 0.38 acres. He is seeking the ability to use the existing five-bedroom single-family home for nightly rental. It included a pair of two-car garages. I'll kind of go through these. This is the exact presentation that was given. Lots to the south, west, and east are currently residential lots with single-family homes on them. The property to the north is Table Rock Lake Take Line. Buffer plan was needed for the west and east property lines, which are these two here. His buffer plan was a row of arborvitae back here that was approved. But this is what he presented as his plan. The arborvitae look like this. His parking plan presented to the commission consisted of this. This is a long two-car garage, and this one goes this way. Here's just a photo in front of the property. And, of course, we had our staff recommendations of the property. So that's what I have.
So this was approved by Planning and Zoning, and you folks are requesting a change of that approval?
That's correct.
And are you neighbors?
Yes.
Okay. What do you have to say? You weren't aware this happened? You didn't know about the public notice? Did you?
We were here at the public.
Okay.
Right.
Go ahead. We're okay. Tom and Susan Hunter. Yeah.
From 1263 Oakwood Drive, Hollister, which were two houses over. Okay, first off, I'm going to let you be aware that I'm hearing impaired, so if you're going to ask me a question or comment, you're going to have to speak up. Okay. And I've got Susan here. She'll assist me. Okay. You should have a copy of the allegations of errors by Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission, which was submitted with our appeal. Okay? They were researched and written in late November, early December, based on the guidance code available on the Taney County website. The code was changed in September without our knowledge, and the website was not updated until January. Therefore, there are a few changes to the allegations which no longer apply, which I will skip over. Okay, so I plan to go through these. Okay, allegations of errors. Number one, failure to follow the procedural rules of the guidance code by failing to conduct the required concept hearing and failing to make the required findings mandated by the guidance code. Upon filing a Division III permit application, the guidance code requires a concept hearing, Appendix D, Step 2. At the scheduled hearing, the Planning Commission must determine that the project is feasible and appropriate and render a decision to move to public hearing. No separate concept hearing was held. No determination that the project was feasible and appropriate was made by the Commission, and no decision by the Commission was rendered to move to public hearing. Item 2, failure to follow the procedural rules of the guidance code by conducting a combination concept hearing and public hearing on the same day and at the same time. Appendix D makes clear that the concept hearing is first conducted, then findings are made by the Commission, and a decision by the Commission is entered to move to public hearing. There is no provision in the guidance code that authorizes the Commission to combine the concept hearing and the public hearing, nor to change any of the procedural requirements of the Division III special use permit process. It is only after that successful completion of the concept hearing can a developer make application for public hearing. Appendix D, Step 4. Combining the concept hearing and public hearing is not provided for in the guidance code and disrupts the orderly processes provided for by the guidance code. Combining such hearings fails to apprise the public of what hearing is to be conducted and fails to provide the public with an adequate opportunity to prepare. Item 3, failure to follow the procedural rules of the guidance code by conducting a public hearing without having the developer make application for a public hearing. Appendix D, Step 4. The Commission skipped entirely the requirement that the developer make application for a public hearing after the concept hearing as required by the guidance code.
I'm going to give you a heads up.
No provision is found in the code.
He's got 10 minutes. He only has like 5 left, so he's either going to have to read faster because we've read what you've submitted. But
all right. Okay.
What?
He said they've read what you submitted. You only have 10 minutes. We didn't know he only had 10 minutes.
Okay. So you've read it. Any questions on that? I mean, it gets pretty.
Okay, and there's one thing that I want to say regarding the application, which was one of the items that we found to be inadequate. I attended or came to the planning and zoning. We both did. Came to planning and zoning on October the 3rd, 1 week prior to the public hearing. And I asked to see the application. And Scott said, you can look at the application, but there's nothing there. So I looked at the application, and all that was there was the application and the picture of the house, pretty much what you've seen there. No parking schematic, no buffering schematic. There was also, none of those two were required with the new rules. Okay. Mr. Shook is going to tell you that he did, in fact, have those into the commission, but I went back to the planning and zoning after in January, looked at the file again when we were filing our appeal, and they were in that file.